rest of the story. Little Alfonso D'Abruzzo was 7 years young. He was at the movies with his parents. In the middle of the picture, Alfonso suddenly began coughing, sneezing, and wheezing. His parents took him home and tucked him into bed. It is 3 in the morning. When mother and father are awakened to their son's cries, now he is on the bathroom floor. He'd had a bad headache, had crawled from bed to the bathroom to throw up, but when he tried to stand up, his knees had buckled and he fell. Alfonso was carried back to bed. Mother brought some orange juice. The boy tried to drink it, but discovered that he could not bend his neck forward enough to bring his lips to the glass. Dad tried to find a doctor and could not. It was probably only a cold anyway, he said, but mother was not so sure. And when the sun came up, Alfonso was no better. In fact, by now he was beginning to feel stiff and numb all over. And mother anxiously confided, "It has to be polio." "Well, surely not," the father answered. "It was just a cold. It would go away in time." But mother was adamant. "No, let's not wait," she insisted. "Let's call the doctor and get him here right away." And the doctor came and he examined little Alfonso. And minutes later, the boy was taken to the hospital. And in a short while, mother's fear was confirmed. Her son had polio. Now, in those days, polio usually meant a life sentence to a wheelchair. But mother would simply not accept that verdict for her child. She had heard that in Australia there was a nurse, Sister Elizabeth Kenny, who had invented a treatment for polio victims, a therapeutic procedure credited with remarkable success in many cases. It involved retraining the brain to work with the muscles, and it included scalding hot packs to reduce muscular stiffness. Mother learned to administer Sister Kenny's treatment. Every hour she patiently applied the hot packs to the arms and the legs of her paralyzed son. The therapy continued for 8 months, followed by other therapies, which mother also supervised. And although Alfonso was 11 before he was able to return to school, he returned as an entirely healthy boy. It was obvious from the start, and yet it was only much later in his life that Alfonso fully realized that he owed his life to two women. He owed his life first to his mother, and she is somebody you know. She had insisted that the boy be examined promptly. And the second woman in his life was Sister Kenny, who had invented the procedure that made it possible for mother to make him well. And yes, the memory of those two very special women in his life did indeed affect his opinions when he grew to adulthood, on feminism in general, and on the Equal Rights Amendment in particular. He was and remains a militant disciple of equal rights for women. You may never have known that Alfonso D'Abruzzo was the birth certificate name of an actor famous for many roles, especially as Hawkeye Pierce in the long-run TV series MASH. Alfonso D'Abruzzo was Alan Alda. Now you know the rest of the story.